This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastala with the news. The headlines first. Task Force on Health Insurance Reform recommends government to provide free health services to people living below absolute poverty line. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Health Ministry to bring detailed action plan to reform health insurance program. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel claims country's economy is improving due to ongoing reforms. And Israel releases 90 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas releases 3 hostages in Gaza. Now the news in detail. The Task Force on Health Insurance Reform has recommended that the government make participation in the health insurance program mandatory for all citizens and provide free services to those living below the absolute poverty line. During a meeting with Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at Balwatar yesterday, the task force briefed about its report and recommendations to the Prime Minister. The task force suggested the government integrate basic health services with other social security programs. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli instructed the Health Ministry to develop an action plan based on the recommendations provided by the Task Force on Health Insurance Reform. The Prime Minister also directed the Ministry to bring a detailed action plan for reform of the health insurance program at the earliest. The briefing was attended by Health Minister Pradeep Paudel, Task Force Coordinator Dr. Sambhu Acharya and members Dr. Bhagwan Gwairala, Dr. Raghuram Kafle and Member Secretary Dr. Saroj Sharma. The monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of the directive principles, policies and obligations of the State Committee has raised concerns over the delay in the release of the report for the last fiscal year 2023-24. During a meeting yesterday, the committee reminded the government of the constitutional provision which mandated the timely publication of the report. The committee expressed concern that the report had not been released even after 6 months into the current fiscal year. In response, Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial assured that efforts would be made to ensure the presence of either the Prime Minister or the concerned minister at the next meeting. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has claimed that the country's economy is improving due to ongoing reforms. Speaking at a press briefing yesterday, the finance minister claimed that the economy had shifted from negative to positive since the current government took office and the reforms are yielding results. The finance minister Paudel also highlighted the private sector's support for recent legal amendments through ordinance, saying it helped advance the sector. On the issue of money laundering, Finance Minister Paudel reassured that Nepal was taking necessary steps to avoid being included in the Financial Action Task Force risk list. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized that economic prosperity is a key priority for the government. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union in Mahendranagar yesterday, the Home Minister reiterated that the current coalition government was formed to achieve economic growth, good governance, durable peace and prosperity. He also announced that the government is preparing to summon the winter session of Parliament soon and the recently issued ordinances would be presented and later replaced by laws. The Supreme Court has scrapped a writ petition seeking a stay on the implementation of National Identity Card. A division bench comprising Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut and Justices Abdulaziz Musalman and Ripathos Nirola dismissed the writ petition. The court has nullified the writ, paving the way for the government to proceed with the work. A writ petition was filed against the government's decision to make National ID card mandatory to avail social security allowance, mobile SIM card and all public services. Earlier, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held on the 6th June 2024 had decided to make National Identity Card mandatory to renew the social security allowance in 28 districts in the first phase since July 16 of same year. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has defended the government move to bring new ordinances, saying that it is the need of the hour. Inaugurating the Golden Jubilee celebration of Puttodaya Secondary School in Lamjung yesterday, Minister Gurung said that the government unveiled the ordinances to expedite the pace of development and good governance, adding that the new ordinances could be instrumental in ensuring accessible service delivery to citizens. The minister expressed hope that the ordinances could also address pressing issues regarding accessible and prompt service delivery without favoritism. Similarly, he disseminated that the government has made the international identity card mandatory for collecting social security allowance, which would end compliance of embezzlement of the allowance by civil employers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A fraud and organized crime case has been filed in the Rupandehi District Court against several individuals, including former Home Minister and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabi Lamichane. The accused are alleged to have misappropriated funds from the Rupandehi-based Supreme Cooperative. The District Attorney's Office has filed a case against Lamichane, claiming a personal liability of 20 million rupees and also a collective claim of 20 million rupees, totaling more than 40 million rupees. This marks the second supplementary investigation submitted by the police regarding the embezzlement of funds from the Supreme Cooperative. Previously, a case was filed against 28 individuals accusing them of embezzling over 860 million rupees from 1,831 savers. The investigation now includes an additional 14 individuals as defendants. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 90 Palestinian prisoners have been released as a part of the first phase of a much-awaited ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Earlier yesterday, 3 Israeli hostages were released by Hamas to the Red Cross in Gaza City before being handed to the Israeli military. The BBC quoted the Israeli official as saying the 3 are now back in Israeli territory and are being treated in a Tel Aviv hospital. All 3 released are in a stable condition. Hamas has said that for every hostage released, 30 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails. President-elect Donald Trump will move into the White House today after he officially becomes the 47th President of the United States. According to the BBC, both President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance are set to take the oath of office in the United States Capitol Rotunda building. Trump won the U.S. presidential elections with a landslide victory after defeating outgoing Vice President Kamala Harris. He is set to take over from the incumbent President Joe Biden. Now some sports update. Nepal has become the runner-up in the both men's and women's category of the first Coco World Cup. Both the men and women team of Nepal became the runner-up after losing to the home team India in the final held yesterday at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi in India. The men team lost to the host India by 54-36 points, whereas the women's team lost by 78-40 points in the final match. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province. At present, there is an influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task Force on Health Insurance Reform recommends government to provide free health services to people living below absolute poverty line. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Health Ministry to bring detailed action plan to reform health insurance program. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel claims country's economy is improving due to ongoing reforms. And Israel releases 90 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas releases 3 hostages in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.